May it please the Court. Under the plain language of the relevant statutes, the director was required to suspend Mrs. Morse's driving privileges a second time after her conviction for driving while intoxicated, and was not permitted to reinstate those driving privileges until she had completed all of the reinstatement requirements. In August 2003, Ms. Morse, who was then 19 years old, was arrested for DWI. As a result, the Director of Revenue administratively suspended her driving privileges for 30 days, pursuant to Section 302.505.1. Before her driver's license was reinstated, Ms. Morse completed the statutory requirements, which included the filing of financial responsibility, payment of reinstatement fees, and other requirements. In April 2008, Ms. Morse was convicted in Franklin County Circuit Court of DWI. Initially, she had been placed, she had received a suspended imposition of sentence, and as a result, there was no conviction entered, but because of reasons I think that are not clear in the record, later she, her probation was revoked, and the court then placed her on a suspended imposition of sentence, another probation, but as a result, that was a conviction. And
you mean suspended execution of sentence?
That's correct. I'm sorry. A suspended execution of sentence. And then points were assessed pursuant to rule to statute 302.302, subsection 1, parens 8. As a result of that, she received, that statute required that the director assess 8 points against her driving history. Because she had accumulated more than 8 points, or 8 points within a certain amount of time, the director was required to impose a second 30-day suspension under 302.304.3. There was some confusion initially in this case because Ms. Morse's her driving history was expunged because she completed all the reinstatement requirements and because she was under 21, and the director was required to expunge her records. And because of that reason, there was some confusion initially over, and she was not credited with her period of the first period of suspension. But once it came to the trial court, the director realized that mistake and agreed to credit her, as is required by the statute, the first credit of the first period of suspension against the second period of suspension. However, under Section 302.525.4, the director was required to impose both suspensions, even though the first period of suspension had to be credited against the second period of suspension.
So it's the second period of suspension was 90 days?
I believe the second one was also 30 days.
Oh, 30 days?
The second suspension was also 30 days.
So if you credit the first and the second, then there's no...
There would be no period of suspension.
Okay.
But there are two suspensions, is the director's argument.
There are two suspensions, and But what's required before a license is reinstated is not only that the period of suspension lapse, but that certain reinstatement requirements be completed.
And have those been completed with respect to the second suspension?
They have not, with respect to the second one. Only the period of suspension essentially doesn't, you know, because the 30 days were credited against 30 days, she was immediately eligible for reinstatement. But before reinstatement, the statutes require that she complete certain reinstatement requirements.
And the Southern District was of the opinion that because you get credit for the period of suspension, that would also include credit for these other requirements. And
that was
the state opposes that. Can you address that issue?
Absolutely. There are several problems with that argument. I think this the phrase that the Southern District used was that it was a temporal impossibility. And the first problem with the argument is that it ignores the plain language of the statute, which is that both suspensions have to be imposed, and that the statutes, you know, starting from Section 302, 525, those require certain reinstatement requirements when it's suspended because of the arrest. And starting in Section 302.304, there are certain reinstatement requirements that are required because of the points and because of the conviction. And Section 302.525, subsection 2, parens 1, specifically says that, I'm sorry, I'm quoting the wrong statute. It's 302.5.5, subsection 4, specifically requires that both subsections be imposed, even though the earlier period of suspension be credited to the second.
The insurance requirement says is a separate purpose, frankly. It's to ensure the driving public that if she gets in an accident, there's insurance to pay for. I mean, the securing insurance, the risk, high-risk insurance, is separate from the actual infraction. It's a requirement to make sure the public's protected, isn't it?
That's correct.
Now, the Robbins case,
I just wanted to ask, what are the requirements? There are the SATOP, the insurance requirement, and that fees are paid. Is there anything else?
I believe those are the only ones, except that the statute specifically, there is a statute that specifically, which is, off the top of my head, I'm forgetting it, but there is a statute that specifically says that a SATOP does not have to be completed twice, that for the same.
Arose out of the same occurrence.
Exactly.
But the SR-22 requirements and the insurance requirements, you're saying, have to be complied with and a second time.
Exactly. And it's...
Well, the SR-22, if it's still on file, you wouldn't suggest there would have to be an additional one, right? In other words, you'd have to have an SR-22 on file. It wouldn't... If somebody purchased insurance and the insurance company filed an SR-22 and it was still on file... Wouldn't that satisfy the requirement?
The requirement needs to be met for an SR-22 has to be on file for a period of 2 years, right. And I believe the second suspension would restart that 2 years running. And so, if for instance the administrative suspension and the point suspension occurred simultaneously, then they wouldn't need to go out and get insurance twice. No, but they. But
if it lasted 2.5 years, you might have to pay whatever additional premium or requirements.
Exactly.
Do you have to file something to show that it will be in effect for 2 years?
It's my understanding that the insurance company is actually required to notify the Director of Revenue if that lapses.
Okay. So if they had an insurance policy that was in effect that was going to run out after a year and a half, are they required to file a new certificate or some new proof of the SR-22?
That I'm not sure. And I could get back to the court on that, but that I'm not sure. But I do know that they would need to keep that insurance up for a period of 2 years.
The Robbins case interprets the phrase period of suspension, which Ms. Morris interprets a little more broadly than the Robbins case. Can you discuss that?
Sure. In the Robbins case, the issue was whether the entire time that exists between the time that a license is suspended and when it's reinstated should be credited against the second suspension. And what the Robbins case held was that the statute was very clear that the term period of suspension is used very specifically to mean the period of time during which a license cannot be reinstated under any circumstances, no matter if the reinstatement requirements are completed.
Has that case been followed by any other decisions?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. And the and that goes back to the mistake I think that the Southern District made, which was this assumption that the only thing about a driver's license suspension is the period of suspension. And that while that might be true, while the period of suspension, you know, a second suspension can't be imposed, or a second period of suspension can't be required, before a license is reinstated, there are two things that have to happen, essentially. Broadly speaking, first, the period of suspension, if any is still left, has to have lapsed. And second, the reinstatement requirements have to be imposed. So to say that the reinstatement, that the period of suspension, you know, is a sort of temporal impossibility, that might be true with regard to the period of suspension, but that doesn't mean that the license is not resuspended and then immediately available for reinstatement.
And so is it the state's argument that there's a split second of time wherein, with the second suspension, the license is revoked and suspended? That has to be the case, isn't it? Otherwise, there wouldn't be anything to reinstate, even though the second period of suspension is effectively negated because it's credited against the first.
That's correct.
But your point is it's not reinstated unless, in addition to serving that period of suspension, which may entirely overlap, you also complete other requirements. And so you're still suspended unless you do everything that's required to get reinstated, which includes additional requirements.
That's also correct.
And your point is then that the effective period of suspension is potentially longer than the period of suspension as that phrase is intended by the statute.
That's also correct, yes.
What if you waited? What if she hadn't been reinstated and she waited? Would she have to do it twice then? Would these two things that you say she has to do, would she have to do it twice?
Under the facts of this case, no, because most of those requirements go away after 2 years.
Right. So if you...
I think all of them do.
If you get the administrative suspension and for whatever reason you can't afford the insurance or whatever, time goes by, then you get your SIS turned into an SES and you get a points. So long as you've never been reinstated, then even under your interpretation, you'd only have to do these things once.
I believe that's correct.
You would be eligible for reinstatement for both suspensions and could accomplish that. Would there be double fees?
I believe so. I believe the fees would be double, but otherwise the requirements would be, otherwise, as far as the SR-22 and the SATOP, I think those would only have to be completed once in that situation. I hope I've adequately addressed the court's questions.
But the SR-22 would still have to be in full, still be applicable. You still have to have the insurance. It just has to be in file for the period of time required.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Unless the court has any other questions, just ask that the trial court be reversed.